Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. And let's read verse 1 to 5. Exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and also giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Let's pray. Apostle Paul instructs us that will be supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving thanks be made for all men. Let's come to the Lord, confessing our sins that we have done against God and against man. Lord, we confess our sin before you. Lead us, O God, and guide us to repentance, to do the very things that you want us to do. Lead us, Lord, guide us, O Lord. Lord, you promise and say, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just. He will forgive us our sin and he will purify us from all righteousness. Let's pray for ourselves, whatever your needs, your problems, the hardship of your life. Pray to the Lord. He will help you in your trials, in the problems that you are facing. God, thank you. We praise you, we magnify you. We bring to you, Lord, our needs. We bring to you, Lord, our petition. We ask of you, Lord, arms and help that come from you in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, O Lord. Ask God to heal you. You are sick, to help in your work, give you favor, in the sight of him and in the sight of men. Ask him your needs, whatever needs, emotional, physical, the Lord shall help us. Lord, we pray, O God, supply our needs, the physical needs, the emotional needs, heal our sicknesses, solve our problems, give us wisdom, O God, to lead us to do what is right and just in the name of Jesus. Lord, support us and strengthen us with your grace. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. We adore you. Pray now for your family, for your wife, for your husband, for your children. Lord, we thank you, God, for our families, for our wives, husbands and children. Uphold them with your grace and support them. We pray for them, those who are anxious to be saved. In the name of Jesus we promise, for you and your household, we believe will be saved. We pray for our parents, our brothers and our sisters, our households, O God, those who are here, those who are another place, to be saved in the name of Jesus. God, we trust you. We adore you. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you for our single prayer. We trust you, Lord. O God, we magnify your name. Pray now for your workplace, the place that you are working. Pray for your company, your boss, as God will bless them, and also the Lord will bless you. Lord, we pray to bless the companies and the places that we are working in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust that as you are going to bless them, O God, you bless us, you bless your people. O Lord, we pray, O God, for the stability of each and everyone's visa and job and salary and income in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray as they bring their tithes and offering and first fruit, I pray, Lord, that you open the floodgates of heaven and bless them. Take their job, increase their income and their salary. Give them favor from you and from men. Lord, I pray for those who are here, you bless their income, and those in other countries, our brothers and sisters, in Kuwait, also in Sri Lanka, Philippines, in India, in Indonesia and Malawi, Lord, in the Middle East, in Australia, America, Lord, wherever your church is extended, bless the brethren, bless the brothers and sisters, bless their income, O God. O Lord, we pray for the prosperity of the places that you had placed us. The Word of God says, pray for the cities of the Lord had brought you. If when the city prosper, you will prosper too. Just pray for the kings, those in authorities, wherever you are, in which country you are located, you pray for the prosperity of the place that God has brought you into exile. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, God. We pray for the prosperity of this country, UAE, and the rest of the countries, O God, that the church stands. We pray for peace. We pray, O God, for joy. We pray for provision. We pray for miracles. We pray that you stretch out your hand and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that people may know that you are the true God and we are your servant. We pray for the kings to be saved, O Lord, to know and to follow you. We pray for those in authorities, they will come to know Christ. Lead us, O God, and guide us. Strengthen us, Lord, with your grace and your mercy. We thank you, God. We magnify you, we are grateful. Pray now for the church, pray for your ministry. Lord, bless the church. Ask God to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, lead us and guide us and heal us. We pray, O Lord, for more evangelism. Lead us, Lord, to places and people who are willing to follow your ways and your commands. We pray for more souls to be saved. We pray for people to get baptized with water. We pray for more people to be filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, lead us and guide us. Fill us with the Holy Ghost. Give us the gift of evangelism to reach the lost. Give us put in our heart more compassion. O Lord, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Lord, as you die for our sin, you die for the sin of all the world, O God, lead us and help us to testify about you to the people around us, in the workplaces, the place that we are living, to our neighbors, to our family and to our lovely ones, to the near places and far places. Lord, we pray, enable us, O God. Lord, enable us to spread your word. We thank you, God. We bless you. We magnify you. We thank you. Lord, lead us and guide us to new people, new souls to be reached in your kingdom. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand. Start to worship the Lord, give him thanks for all that he has given us, for his church, for his word, for the Holy Ghost, for answer to prayer. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. I know that our worship of God and anoint our songs. Let be healing, let be grace. Let the more power of the Holy Ghost work in our midst. In the name of Jesus.
As we gather in this place today, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Have your way. As we lay aside our own desires, with our cross, our hearts to glorify.
Thank you.
Yes, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We pray, O Lord, that you testify about you and about your word and about your goodness. And Lord, people of God will be saved in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. As we stand in the midst of the multitude, we testify your goodness and your peace.
Thank you.
salvation, O Lord. Continue to testify about your goodness to the people around us and to all nations. O God, we pray that we will continue to be faithful to you to the end, O God. Lead us, O Lord. I pray you anoint the rest of our service, the giving, O Lord, the word of yours. Let me, O God, be nourishment to our soul and body, O Lord, and our spirit. We thank you, God. Lead us with your word and help us to understand your will. Comfort us, heal us, strengthen us, provide for us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Malachi. Book of Malachi, chapter 3. Verse 10 to 12. Bring ye all that tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And approve me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delight, ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. As we bring our tithe and our offering and our first fruits, and be faithful to God to give Him back what He gives us, the Lord will open the floodgates of heaven. He will rebuke the devourer. He will not allow the vines to cast down. And also, He will bless us that the people will know that we are the people of God, blessed by Him. Lord, we thank you for all what you provide for us. Lord, we thank you for your support and your strength that you give us. We thank you all, the brothers and sisters who give their tithes and offerings and their first fruit. I pray, Lord, you open the floodgates of heaven and bless them. Let them have bounty, provide all their needs in the name of Jesus. We pray also, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, use this money to reach the lost. Use it, O God, so that your work will prosper, O Lord. I pray, rebuke the devourer, rebuke sicknesses, rebuke fine and accidents, rebuke things that is unpleasing to you, O Lord, and allow demons and work of Satan to prevail against your church and against your people who are faithful to you. We thank you, God, and we bless you, magnify. Lord, we pray for wisdom, how to use this amount of money. Bless it and multiply it, O God. We thank you, Lord, we bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. We'll continue to speak about the thing that the Lord Jesus is blessing us with. Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, the Lord says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. That's the praise. Lord, we thank you, and we magnify you, we adore you, we come before the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word to us. Oh God, I pray that this word will help us to understand your will and to lead us step by step out of our troubles and difficulties and hardship. I pray that you will comfort us, you help us, you lead us, O Lord, in your ways. I pray that this word of yours, will you bring healing and health and wholeness and give us hope, O Lord, and direction of life, and give us understanding and to give us also willingness to obey you and walk in the way that you want us to move. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in this name. Amen. Blessed are they that mourn. Mourning or crying, getting sad or sorrow for different kind of reasons. It is not something not good, but according to the Lord, these are who are mourning, who are crying, they will be blessed, and He promised that they will be comforted. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, how when we are mourned, we are blessed. Book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, and I will read from verse 1 to verse 6. They say, good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance the heart is made better. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. For as the crackling of stones under a pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. We'll go and explain, and that will help us to understand what is to be mourning, to be crying, and what is why it is, as we see here, far better than laughter. Good name is better than the precious ointment. We need to be able to have good name. Good name will come by doing good, avoiding mistakes, avoiding wrong decisions, avoiding wrong things in life, and correcting ourselves, repenting. That will preserve us a good name. What you say here after that, and the day of death, then the day of one's birth, the day that man dies, is far better than the day that the man is born. Death will give relief to man from hardship and trials and toil of life. But the day of birth, when a man is born, ahead of him life, trials, difficulties and struggles that he needs to pass through. He says it is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. Now, but I understand now, nowadays people, they want to go through happenings, experiences, to be happy and to spend certain time with enjoyment, so that they will avoid mourning, they will avoid to face the reality and their responsibilities in the life. People, they incline to escape their responsibility toward God, toward their families, toward their work, toward the church and the ministry, and they move away and they go into a situation or a place that they will love and they will enjoy life. You say here, it is better to go to the house of mourning. Mourning is there to go to the places that we are called and accountable to face our responsibilities. That we need to take over and we need to do. To go to the house of mourning also will be reminded that death is there ahead of us and we need to prepare ourselves for the day of death, that when we die, we will be with the Lord forever. The day of death is all men going to face, and we need to prepare ourselves for that. When we go to the house of mourning, and we will see a people whom we know and they die, then we get a lesson that also ahead of us such a day, and we need to prepare ourselves for, we need to prepare ourselves for that. He says, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. As we know the people and we hear that they die, we look to their lives and we lay it to our heart that one day we will reach that day that we will die and we will be facing the Lord. That's why he says, go to the house of mourning, face their reality, face the responsibilities, face the life in the straight and narrow way, face the scriptures and face God who has led us to the journey of salvation, and we need to be aware and take to heart what is ahead of us. In verse 3, sorrow is better than laughter. I'm speaking here about Jesus when he says, blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are they who mourn, not those who enjoy or those who are laughter. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Those who mourn, those who are the diligent people, they took by heart the lessons, the experience, and they are willing to go forward with the responsibility that God had laid on them. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. He say, when you are sad, your heart is made better. What I understood here, when you know what is around you and what is ahead of you, the responsibility, and you commit yourself to do these responsibilities, your heart is in the right status and you will be rewarded and you will be comforted and you will be aided and supported by the Lord. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Therefore, the heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. Those who are wise, they go, they are not after enjoyment, they are not after having a good time, they are not after to get a space and give them space and to go and enjoy life. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning. He is willing to go and face the hardship, the trials, the insults, the persecution, the responsibilities of life. He is a person not to escape. His heart is in the house of mourning. He is wise. He knows that even if I will be away from this responsibility for a while, later on, I need to face it. And if I will not face it, there is a day of death coming and I have to stand before the Lord and I give account. But the heart of the fool is in the heart of mirth. Those fools, they are looking for ways and methods to spend their time, their money, for enjoyment only and not to be with God. Their heart is with God and to be responsible with Him to do the things that he had ordained for them to do. He says in verse 5, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. To go to the house of mourning is willingness to suffer and go through it. To go to the house of mourning is the willingness to go to the narrow way and the hardship that God had laid on us. In the book of James, chapter 1, and verse 2 to 4, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Here, the recommendation is that to be happy when you go through diverse temptations, different kinds of trials. That's what he says, the Lord. Blessed are those who are mourned. There is a purpose why God allows trials or hardship or difficult situation, persecution, insult, pressure of life, sicknesses, conflict, and the rest of the things that man does not like to pass through. He says here, consider it counted as a joy. Why? Because knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. God is trying our faith and our trust on Him. How much we rely on Him and on His word and on His way and on His will to do the right thing that He wants us to do. God is trying our faith. And that trying of this faith works in our life as patience. God wants us to develop patience and perseverance and long suffering. We are here on earth. Listen to me. We are here on earth not to enjoy the going to the house of feasting. We are not on earth for this purpose. We are on earth. It is better to go to the house of mourning, but the heart of the fool is in the house of the merry. Those who are fools, those who have no heart, no God in their life or in their mind, they want to enjoy life. Even they come to church, they come back to study, but after that, you find their life is only about how to make themselves happy, avoiding all kinds of trials, temptations, and avoiding also the testing of the Lord. God is trying our faith through trial. But let patience have her perfect work. There is a timetable for God. Which time this trial will be solved, which time this problem will be solved, which time this issue to be solved. Let patience have a perfect work, that he may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Many times we say, Lord, how long, how many years, how many months, how many more days this issue will be solved. But here the teaching is what we understand, that there's a timetable. God has his own timetable and man has his own timetable. Usually the timing of God is more delaying than the understanding of man about timing. And we need to go through trials. And when we go through trials and hardships and move willingly to the house of mourning, we know, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 28, say, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. That's here the point. That's where the trials drive us to trust God. Those who go to the house of mourning, those who face responsibilities and hardship, they know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Those who love God, they will accept to go through it. Even persecution, even insult, even betrayal, even abuse, even injustice. Those who know that God is there, and those who trust Him, they know that all these things will work for good to them that love God, and those who are called according to His purpose. We are called according to His purpose, not to move to the house of feasting and laughing and mirth and enjoying worldly things. That is not the way that God has called us to His purpose. Let's go back to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7. He says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. Now here's the point, you must understand, the hardship of life is the rebuke of God into our lives. When we pass through hardship and pain and suffering, that is how God is rebuking us. That is how God is trying to change our ways, try to test and try our faith, so that we will develop patient perseverance, we will change our character and our attitude, and then He will reward us when we comply with Him. When you say it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise, willingly let us accept the narrow way and the suffering that the Lord has ordained for us. When we move to please ourselves, when we move to do the things that contradict God's will, moving into the wide way of life, avoiding the rebuke of God. When we avoid the rebuke of God, when we try to escape our responsibilities, going to the house of feasting, not going to the house of mourning, then the Lord will also allow men and people to rebuke us in order to be corrected. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise. To go to the house of mourning is to go where the people will help you and teach you and direct you to go in the right way, than for a man to hear the song of fools. People who does not like the rebuke of God, they will go to places, they will enjoy singing, playing, enjoying life, but then later on their life will become worse. They will face the rebuke of God and the rebuke of men. Verse 6, for as the crackling of thorns and their apart, so is the laughter of the fool. This also is vanity. Laughing of the fool is of no value, will not give good things for the heart. You know, the Bible teaches us that the smiling face is good medicine for the heart. That is correct, but we should not neglect our responsibility, our assignment. We should not put aside the trials. We should not put think priorities wrong and just to enjoy that. That is not the purpose of God for us. We are called according to the Lord and His word to us. Blessed are they who mourn. We are called to mourn over our sin. We are called to repent of all our sin. Let us be reminded today that our sin that is done against the Lord is something very pleasing to God. Blessed are they that mourn. Let us mourn for our sins that we have done willingly and unwillingly. That is the first thing that we need to mourn of. We need to accept the consequences of our sin so that the Lord will lead us out from the pit into eternal life through the blood of Jesus. Let us also mourn for our mistakes that we have done in the past. And part of the mistakes is the wrong decision that we did. And when we pursue our own will, blessed are they that mourn, for they will be comforted. As we are willing to mourn for the wrong decision and the mistake that we have done in the past, the Lord also will lead us out and He will comfort us. Also we are called to mourn over the trials and temptations. Let us consider it as the rebuke of the Lord. Let us consider the trials and temptation as the questioning of the Lord for us. So, as we are willing to take it and mourn over it, the Lord will restore us. And the Lord also will bless us and lead us and reward us and comfort us. The first thing that we need to mourn of is over persecution, over insults, over injustice that is against us. We still, God wants us to persevere in it, to endure it, and He will be later on to restore us back to Him. And as we meditate on the message, on the word of God, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Let us believe today, even now, to hear the message. As the word of God is preached and it is found, then take it by heart that the Lord even now is working to comfort us, is working to wipe our tears and help us in our life and trials. In Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 13, say, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth. Isaiah 49, verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted His people and will have mercy upon His afflicted. As we mourn for our sins, as we mourn over our mistakes and wrong decisions, as we mourn over trials and the rebukes of God, as we mourn over the persecution and the injustice that is against us, let us believe that the Lord has sent His comfort, because He says, blessed are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Let us believe, as we repent and renounce our sins, that the Lord would comfort us. As we mourn over our wrong decision and mistake of undoing our own will, the Lord shall comfort us. As we mourn over the trials, as the rebuke of God to us, as the chastening of God on us, let us believe that God has comforted us. And even as we accept persecution and the work of devil against us as part of our calling, let us believe that the Lord has also comforted us. Let us also hope in Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 9. You say, verse 9, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people, he has redeemed Jerusalem. Here, God called us to sing, to enjoy, because God has comforted his people, God has comforted his church, and God has comforted each and every one of us, whatever situation that we are passing through. Let us believe and have faith, as we do what is right, as we go forth to the house of mourning, not to the house of feasting, as we go forth to face reality, then we are comforted and we are receiving comfort of the Lord. Let us read also Isaiah 66 and verse 13. The word of God says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so I will comfort you. And ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Here speaking about how God is comforting us, it is similar that a mother, a loving mother, going to comfort her own child. And we might be passing during difficult times, but let us believe in the Lord that He will come and comfort us. He already has come and start to comfort us, to heal us, and to restore us. Let's all stand in His presence. Let's pray. Lead us, O God. Let us repent and renounce our sins. Lord, let us confess our sins. Let us renounce them. Small sin or big sin, the same. Anger, unforgiveness, lies. Lead us, O God. Lead us, Lord. Out from sin to full repentance into the way of righteousness. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Let us accept also our mistakes our wrongdoings, wrong decisions that we have done in the past, let's mourn over them. Let us name them to the Lord one by one, so that we'll be comforted and receive the comfort right now from the Lord. Yes, O God, hear our cries. We have done, we have taken wrong decisions. We pray, Lord, as we renounce them today, take us back to the right way of life. Lord, I pray also, in the name of Jesus, we accept, Lord, all the trials and the hardship that you allow us to pass through as a rebuke and as a chastening for us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we accept it as your rebuke. We accept the consequences of these, Lord, decisions that is unpleasant to you, Lord. We accept the consequence of what we have Lord, help us and guide us with your love and your mercy. We thank you, God. We bless you and magnify you. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, even here today, whatever work of devil against the church, we come against it, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Whatever persecution the devil waged, we bind it and we cast it out. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are willing to go through the hardship, through the tribulation, through the persecution, knowing, Lord, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You came from heaven, you lay aside your majesty, O Lord. You gave up everything for us, and even today we trust you, Lord. Lord, that you will give us comfort and restore us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name.
Laid aside your majesty above everything for me, the blood of those you had created. You took all my guilt, my shame, when you died and rose again. Now today you live, living God again. Thank you. lift my heart to you in adoration.
Yes, oh God, thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for all your holy spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you came to save us, to restore us, to comfort us, to heal us, to lead us out of our trials, to correct us, to bless us, for Lord, even, oh God, we have done the same thing as you, Lord. We bless you, we magnify you. For our prosperity. Pour out your Holy Ghost on us, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, the people of the earth, sing your sons and daughters, your words of prophecy.
As we call upon you, Lord, that you will save us, you will comfort us, you will hear us, you will restore us. We thank you for your word. We pray, O Lord, you bless each and every one, those who are here and those who are in far places. I pray, O God, that your comfort, healing and grace and kindness will reach them. And for we thank you, God, We bless you. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand with us. Oh God, and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in His name. Amen and amen.